What's your occupation? Current and or past, musician, teacher, choir director. How long have you lived on Bowen? 8 years. Who inspires you? Real or fictional? I have met and been inspired by many people in my life journey, including historical, political, religious, humanitarian, ecological or musical leaders. My most memorable encounters with people directly were in forms of simple and humble gestures, reminding me of my insignificance yet connectivity to the universe as a whole. Please list any current and or past committees or organizations you've been a part of in your career. Currently the secretary of the North Shore Music Academy, nonprofit. Previously served 10 years on nonprofit church and community choir boards as music director. What are your non-housing related priorities for the next 4 years? Evaluate what needs fixing and fix it. Thoughtful dialogue with the community. Listen to the people of Bowen. We could do this in a number of ways: opinion polls, surveys, town hall discussions, and potentially other creative ways of engaging. How would you tackle the issue of affordable rental housing on Bowen? And, Bowen will be doing a full review of short-term rental policies next year. Do you have any early thoughts on this specifically, i.e., should short-term rentals continue to be allowed in secondary suites? We know from our neighboring islands and small villages that short-term rentals such as Airbnb have a disadvantageous effect on long-term rental housing and the sustainability of vibrant community living. This is particularly true in a small community such as Bowen. There are multiple ways to approach this challenge, and in order to find solutions we need to make a careful and in-depth study of our unique situation here on Bowen, in regards to housing. In a challenge like this, an opportunity may be found. Property taxes are set for a double-digit increase next year. What will your fiscal approach be re? What municipal financial obligations are passed on to property owners? The vast majority of municipal revenue here on Bowen is generated through residential property tax, and this money provides essential services like water, sewage treatment, roads, snow removal, library, garbage pickup, and much more. The continuation of the improvement of the standard of living on Bowen requires finance, and we must strike a healthy balance between what our budget allows and enables with essential services that we need, want, and require. Envision the long term, not just the short term, and communicate the data to the citizens in due process. Assuming the land sale goes through, how will you advocate Bowen gets the best result from the proposed Cape Roger Curtis Park? Assuming the land sale does proceed, I believe it would be possible for us to act as stewards of responsible land use, setting an example of how a green footprint in this park can be achieved. Public opinion is very important, and the diversity of ideas and suggestions from Boweners is crucial. We need to bring our ideas and concerns to Metro Vancouver at the earliest possible opportunity. I could see exploring an electric passenger boat ferry from Vancouver to the south end of Bowen, or an electric bus shuttle from the Cove to the Cape. Listen to the people of Bowen. Concern and respect for others through open dialogue will go a long way in making Bowen a better place. What will your approach to tourism on Bowen be, and how would you strike a balance between the tourism economy and issues that arise from it? Ferry capacity, increased strain on island services such as emergency, etc. Bowen has always been a haven for tourists, a short getaway from the metropolis, a picnic for the day, lunch, or a walk in nature. We need to explore new initiatives to encourage green tourism. An electric shuttle from the ferry twice a day to and from the base of Mount Gardiner, or the Cape, assuming the park goes through. A hotel, inn, lodge for short-term stays. An additional marine transport service from Horseshoe Bay or downtown Vancouver could be explored to alleviate foot traffic to Snug Cove on BC ferries. Engage the community. Listen to their ideas. Bowen's population rose by 600 in the past 5 years, and could pass 5,000 by the next census in 4 years. What is your opinion on continued population growth on the island, and the best ways to manage it? Everywhere in BC is experiencing population growth. Planned management of our assets is essential to ensure that the community can support and sustain growth. We should be proactive, thoughtful, and realistic in our vision planning. Careful evaluation of the limitations of our assets and resources will determine the rate in which we can grow. Water, sewage, and roads will need major amounts of work in the upcoming years. What will your approach to our infrastructure be to avoid surprise or rising costs? Management of assets. determine the longevity of our infrastructure, what will need repair and when and how much will it cost. 5 to 50 year plan. What is your position on the Bowen Election Islands Trust referendum, and how do you want to see Bowen's relationship with Islands Trust change, or not, during the next term? Keeping in mind the group has applied to the provincial government for a full review of its operations, I would like clarity on this issue. I am happy that Bowen is part of a group of islands whose mandate is protection and preservation. Island life is unique and deserves this distinction. Sharing knowledge and experience with other islands is of great value in examining solutions. We could be more proactive in communicating our needs to the Islands Trust in return for our financial contribution, currently $340,000 per year, and for fun, if you could pick a new animal to add to Bowen's mascot roster, which would it be and why? The skunk, a more recent resident on the island but well established here now, could be a fun design challenge. Contact ntzharmonium@mac.com.